All right, so this week, this is the end of our Dark Shadows trilogy, where at first it was I wanted to watch Strange Paradise, the old Canadian soap opera, and then I read that it was based on Dark Shadows, so we did a detour to Dark Shadows, and then we watched Strange Paradise, see previous episodes for details, and then we made the executive decision not to watch the 2012 Johnny Depp Dark Shadows because the trailer looked god awful, where they made it into some weird comedy, and it's like, what the heck was that all about? So the missing piece of the puzzle is the 1991 Dark Shadows. So I assume you had no idea this existed because Lord knows
Did
I
not.
didn't.
Is it a TV show or movie? What is it?
It looks like it was a TV show, although this first episode that I've got is an hour and a half long, pretty epic. So I assume with commercials on TV, this would have been 2 hours, but I guess it was like the big kickoff, the big premiere. Because I believe around this time, wasn't there also a show about Beauty and the Beast? Linda Hamilton was in? That's the era I'm thinking of. But anyway.
Yeah, that was your kid era.
Right. I mean, I didn't see it, but I just remember it being a big deal where I feel like this one seems to have gone under the radar a lot more. Just 1 sec. Let me do a quick search so I don't sound like a total idiot. Someone will get on me in the comments if I'm wrong. Beauty and the Beast TV. What year was that? Oh, 1987 was the Beauty and the Beast, so a little before this, but yeah, the same kind of era. But where that show was a big success and everybody was talking about it, I feel like poor old Dark Shadows, not so much. But it wasn't just like a disaster or anything. It sounded like it actually is probably kind of a good show. Oh, and I guess for anyone who didn't hear our last episode, the basic rundown with Dark Shadows was you didn't see it as a kid. You were a little bit too old, but you had a couple of siblings that were younger than you that loved it and loved Barnabas Collins.
Or it was on a time when it was on before I would have gotten out of school. That's, yeah, they were in
Right.
junior high school. I was in high school. I had other things to do.
Yeah, so you weren't like shunning Dark Shadows. It just didn't work out.
It just didn't fit in my time frame.
Right. And now watching it decades later, it's like Barnabas Collins, eh? Okay, sure. I don't know why he was sweeping the nation, the teen sensation, but he was for whatever reason. So we'll see what this version of Barnabas is like. So here's the info for this one. Dark Shadows, later referred to as Dark Shadows: The Revival, is an American primetime gothic soap opera television series which aired on NBC in 1991, a reimagining of the 1966 ABC daytime gothic soap opera. The Revival was developed by Dan Curtis, who is the creator of the original series. So that's cool. Apparently they Brandon Tartikoff, he's the NBC guy. He was behind like Star Trek: The Next Generation and stuff. He really had to twist this guy's arm to get him to come back, but he did. So at least it's not just some randoms making it like what happened with the Tim Burton movie. It was the original guy. So the 1991 Dark Shadows tells a streamlined version of the original storyline, which, to recap the 1200 episodes, was the arrival of governess Victoria Winters at the great estate of Collingwood in Collingsport, Maine, vampire Barnabas Collins being released from his coffin, Dr. Hoffman's attempt to cure Barnabas's vampirism medically, and finally Victoria's time travel back to 1790 to witness the events in which the still human Barnabas is transformed into an undead creature. Man, Buffy really did steal a lot from Dark Shadows, because that all sounds like what happened to Angel and Spike, and we get to go back and watch them turn into vampires. Of the revival, Curtis said, "The essential characters and relationships are the same, but the things they do are different. I thought I could rely on those old scripts, but I found that they were full of crazy plots that we couldn't use." So that's fair. In 1991, you can't just go dig up your soap opera script from the mid-60s and expect that to translate. But it is still the same guy, and he wrote most of these episodes. But he's like, yeah, no, that shit was too weird. That's not good. What happened to this show is unfortunate timing. 1991, the Gulf War happened, and all of a sudden, every news station was just all war stuff, and the show was getting preempted like crazy. And time slots changing, not being properly promoted. The nation was concerned about other things, so it was supposed to keep running, but it only ran 12 episodes, and they canceled it. But it didn't just go disappear like no one cared. There was a huge outcry. They apparently got 7,000 letters from people like wanting it to be put back on the air, which I feel like in the pre-email era of having to write a letter and put a stamp on it and put it in a mailbox is an awful lot of letters. So I have a feeling this might be an okay show. It just got destroyed by
Wrong
war
time, wrong
coverage.
place.
Yeah. So yeah, I only have the first episode, but it is long as hell. It's an hour and a half, so it's So we'll see. And of all the things, I mean, I'm most curious to see what is, you know, because as bad as the 2012 movie looked, Johnny Depp is like one of the handsomest men in the world. So we've got the Johnny Depp Barnabas, super handsome, the original Barnabas, who even by the standards of the time, I feel like was such a bizarre choice. No offense to the Mr. Frid, you know, just strange, just a normal looking old guy that every teen loved. I don't know why. So that's the part I'm most curious about. What is a 1991 version of Barnabas Collins like?
Yeah, well, let's check it out and see what it see what it does.
I mean, it is weird watching old TV in some ways, right? Because, I mean, hey, it's canceled. It's not coming back. Doesn't matter what we think about it. But regardless of that fact, we're now going to watch it and tell you what we thought about it.
My name is Victoria Winters. My journey is just beginning. A journey that I am hoping will somehow begin to reveal the mysteries of my past. It is a journey that will bring me to a strange and dark place. To a house high atop a stormy cliff at the edge of the sea. To a house called Collinwood.
So, how'd you feel about 1991's Dark Shadows?
Oh, I thought it moved along at a real good pace.
It was funny, right, because we watched some of the original of, like, we have a rough idea of when things happened. Like, within 20 minutes, we were 200 episodes in. You know, it's definitely a lot faster in this way. And yeah, he definitely seems like a good Barnabas, because like I was saying with the Johnny Depp one, it was weird because he was handsome but silly. And in the old one, he was just a strange casting choice. This seems like a pretty appropriate, like, as an older, distinguished vampire man.
Stephen J. Connell. He did Rockford Files.
Oh, really? Wow.
Talk about a wide range, right?
Yeah, in general, like, this does seem like it was a pretty well-made production. We were seeing tons of people we recognized and people that were in other stuff. And then the one guy that I was complaining about, the Willie guy, his little Renwick dude, I was pleased to look up his career, and he had none. He works behind the scenes now because he was the only one that was like, I mean, I'll blame the director a bit too. Somebody should have just told him, like, just take it down, just 5%. But overall, yeah, it's like a very well-made show, very. But at the same time, I just didn't feel, a lot of times we watch shows and I'm like, oh, I would, you know, we watch Bonanza or something. And it's like, I don't have time to watch a bunch more of those, but I would like to, or Little House on the Prairie, or The Waltons or whatever. There's all kinds of shows that I'm like, what a good show. I didn't feel that with this show. I'm like, yeah, it's very well done, but I don't feel any need to watch any more of it.
I would watch a few more. You said it's only 12. There were 12 episodes of it. I wonder, does it finish though? Does it have a finish, or was it got to the end of the 12 and then it just stopped and was going to maybe carry on for... Maybe the intention was to carry on for another good long while.
Yeah, I think the intention was to keep going, so I don't know specifically how they wrapped it up. But I think that's one of the things, too, that's weird, is at the same time as they were moving quickly compared to a 1,200-episode, you know, soap opera, at the same time it was slow in the sense of there's nothing going on except that this guy's a vampire. If you're not very interested in the fact that he's a vampire, right at the end they introduced Sarah, the ghost of his dead sister. But that's what this needed to me. It needed some Igors, and it needed some wolf people, and it needed some parallel universes. It needed at least to plant the seeds for all this other stuff that was in the show.
Yeah, because what we did see, I mean, it's been done any number of times, and it's basically the original Dracula story.
Yeah, like even by 1991, I feel like there's plenty of vampire stuff out there, you know, and yeah, nowadays especially, like a zillion vampire things. But yeah, it's like, it's just not that fascinating. Because even as a vampire, like I was saying as we were watching it, he's not a clever vampire. He's doing a terrible job of covering up, same as Barnabas in the old show, of just like, he remembers everything, but he wasn't as bad in that sense. But, you know, it's just like, oh, no, my ancestors, I just read a lot about them. But now let me tell you everything. I remember it all. But that he keeps just leaving a trail of corpses behind him in this teeny tiny little town in Maine. Like, how do you think this is going to be sustainable? This new guy shows up and he's the talk of the town and suddenly there's bodies everywhere. Like, that's not a good idea.
No, but ask yourself this. If it's a weekday afternoon and you're watching your usual standard General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, this kind of stuff, and then you have this. What would you pick? I'd pick this.
But I don't think this one was a soap opera. I'm pretty sure it was more of a primetime show. It just still feels like a soap opera. You know, like it just doesn't have that little extra layer of like, this is a real show. It just has that thinness of like the main motivation is for people to make kissy eyes at each other ultimately. And that's, yeah, it's got that soap opera DNA still. So I don't know. It's like, I had nothing against it. It was a fine show. It was a well-made show. Everyone in it, except that one guy, except Willie, was good. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a little kid. Yeah, he's great. But yeah, just I think it needed significantly more hooks, way more stuff to like make me look forward to more stuff, because it was only that he's a vampire. And it's like, I just,
yeah,
good for you, pal. Good for you, Barnabas.
And how many times have you've seen that? It's been done and done and done. You're right. Yeah, there was no real new hook that would make you say, that was superb. That was different than anything I'd ever seen. It's all been done.
Yeah.
Any number of times.
So, yeah, there you go. Dark Shadows, 1991. I mean, yeah, it is kind of weird in some ways, because a lot of times we watch like a little 20-minute episode of something and we have a bunch to say about it, where this one was super duper long. But there's just not a ton to say. I mean, also, like I said, this is week three of our Dark Shadows stuff. You know, we're just tying a bow on it. We're just wrapping it up.
I think it's time to move on.
Yeah. But even, I guess, just like, yeah, the idea of new spins on vampire stuff, where, like with Buffy, it was the idea that, you know, when you turn into a vampire, you don't have a soul anymore. So they did weird stuff, like when Darla got pregnant, she now had a baby in her that gave her back her soul, and she didn't want to be evil anymore. But then the baby gets born and she's evil and she'd rather kill herself. Like, just weird shit. Or like an Interview with a Vampire, the like 8-year-old little kid vampire who's like angry about, why'd you turn me into a vampire at 8 years old? Like, now I'm 8 years old forever. And the only people that want to hang out with me are like pedophiles. Why'd you do this to me? Like, you know, interesting stuff.
Well, so you saw many more of those than I did.
Right.
But
it was
different. And besides that, you had a number of vampires in that.
Right.
And some of them were Buffy's very best friends.
Yeah, like this Barnabas, not only did he not have new vampire stuff, he didn't even have the old vampire stuff. Like, yeah, they didn't deal with inviting people in or crosses or silver bullets or anything. I don't know. It's just some guy who showed up and makes kissy face with the one lady. Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. It's a weird thing. Like, it really was a well-made show, and I can see why people were annoyed when it got canceled. But yeah, it's hard to say anything about it. It's weirdly thin. It's like a thin soup.
Yeah, okay. Not a lot of substance, I have to agree.
Yeah. Which, yeah, in a weird way, I guess I like the old one better, just because it was more interesting to learn about the era. You know, it's interesting to consider, like, wow, in the 60s there was a soap opera on TV with a vampire in it. That's pretty weird. But like I said right at the start of this one, by this era we already had Beauty and the Beast and whatnot. And yeah, it just wasn't... So the Gulf War came and swept it away. Sorry, Dark Shadows. but again, still, I guess, though, even with my criticisms of this as being a little thin and a little bit, you know, maybe a little stale, I still just don't understand why in the next remake in 2012, it was a big comedy joke about, like, he doesn't understand the present and he doesn't know what a TV is. And it's like,
well,
why?
I think they were trying to try a new hook in showing that, making it a farce.
Yeah.
That had to be what they were doing.
Which is like too far the other way. Because like Dark Shadows and Strange Paradise, if anything, their flaw is that they were so serious. But yeah, to go the other way and not be serious at all, it's like, well, then why is it Dark Shadows? That's real weird. But we're never going to know, because I'm not going to watch it. So yeah, we'll close the book on Dark Shadows. I don't know. Again, like I said, I guess about Strange Paradise, it doesn't even matter so much. What, you know, who cares what we think about it? It's an old TV show. It's just more interesting to have learned about it, to just learn about this history of this particular franchise. And in that sense, we did a great job. So, so all done.